study out of Western Sydney University has found children born using medically assisted methods are more likely to have health issues by age 5 than those born without. The study shows those born via cesarean sections had higher rates of hypothermia and metabolic disorders in later years, and it finds those born via instrumental birth are more likely to have jaundice and feeding problems. The study also indicates babies born using any form of birth intervention are more likely to have respiratory infections, metabolic disorders, and eczema. Western Sydney University researcher Hannah Darlen says babies from cesarean sections are most at risk.
Comparing all of those different types of outcomes to normal birth with no intervention, there was an escalation, with the most significant escalation seen in cesarean-born babies.
The study of nearly 500,000 women and their children born in New South Wales between 2000 and 2008 suggests a spontaneous vaginal birth will lessen those risks. But 42-year-old Vanessa Bakalich, pregnant via in vitro fertilisation, says a natural birth may not be possible for her.
Being an older mum, I may not have a choice how I go through my birth. So there is discussions that I'll probably have to come about 39 weeks as opposed to 40 because I'm high risk.
But she says she's determined to do her best to ensure her baby is not negatively impacted.
How do you actually induce those hormones and so forth if you are going to have intervention in order to ensure that your body is still in the right, you know, energy and so forth to actually deliver that healthy baby?
The vast majority of women in the study received pain medication during labour, while more than 40% were induced or received assistance. Less than 40% had a natural birth and 11% had an elective cesarean section. Less than 10% required an emergency cesarean section. Overall, one in three Australian women have cesarean sections, well above the rates of most other developed countries. Professor Darlen says she hopes the new data will encourage more natural births.
When a baby is born through the vagina, it's cultivated with around 200 to 300 different microbes. Those microbes then cultivate in the gut and they set up a healthy gut response, as well providing a protective mechanism for life.
But gynaecologist Talit Uppal says it is not as simple as encouraging mothers to choose natural birth.
We know that cesarean rates are rising, but we also know that average age of women having birth is increasing. We know that body mass indexes is overall is increasing. We do know that there are other factors that were not necessarily all looked at in this study at all.
Researchers are also stressing the study was not designed to make women feel guilty. It is instead being used to spark efforts to modify such outcomes for children born via interventions when necessary. It is expected those behind the study will now examine children up to 10 years old to determine if the health issues remain. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.